Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, November 14th, and it looks like the bears are in full control this morning.
They absolutely are. We're seeing a significant risk-off tone across the board. Equity futures are pointing to a sharply lower open, continuing the slide from yesterday.
And it seems like the culprit is, once again, the Federal Reserve. What's the latest?
It's Minneapolis Fed President Kashkari. He came out with some pretty hawkish comments, saying he didn't even support the October rate reduction. That's really pouring cold water on any hopes for a December rate cut.
Wow. So the odds of a cut are just diminishing by the minute. That explains the pressure on tech, right?
Exactly. Mega cap tech is decidedly lower in the pre-market. When you see names like that sliding, it's going to drag the major averages down right from the opening bell. NASDAQ futures are down over 400 points.
A 400-point drop? That's massive. And this isn't just a U.S. story, is it? What happened overnight?
It's a global story. Asia ended the week on a mostly lower note. Japan's Nikkei was down about 1.8%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 1.9%. We also saw some soft economic data out of China, with factory output at its weakest in over a year.
And Europe is following suit?
Following right along. The major indices are all deep in the red. The DAX in Germany is down 1.6%, and the FTSE in the UK is off by nearly 2%. It's a broad-based retreat.
So with all this negativity, what are traders watching for this morning? Is there any catalyst that could turn this around?
All eyes are on the economic data coming at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We're getting the Producer Price Index, or PPI, and the October retail sales report.
And these are big ones, right? Especially for inflation and consumer strength.
They are critical. The PPI will give us another read on inflation, and the retail sales numbers will tell us if the consumer is finally starting to crack under pressure. These reports could easily set the tone for the entire session.
Got it. Let's talk about some individual stocks making moves. What's happening in the earnings world?
Well, Applied Materials, AMAT, is a big one to watch. They actually beat on earnings and revenue, but their guidance was just in line. In this market, in line isn't good enough. The stock is gapping down almost 6% and also got a downgrade to hold.
Ouch. A beat isn't a beat anymore. Any others?
StubHub is another one getting hammered. It's down over 17% after its results. On the flip side, we do have some M&A news creating some winners.
Oh? A little M&A action to spice things up?
That's right. Cidara Therapeutics is set to be acquired by Merck, and Avadel Pharmaceuticals received a higher takeover proposal. So you're seeing those names pop in the pre-market.
And what's this I'm reading about? Warner Brothers Discovery. It sounds like a bidding war could be brewing.
It certainly does. Reports suggest that Paramount, Comcast, and even Netflix are gearing up for potential bids. That's a story that will have a lot of twists and turns, I'm sure.
Okay, so let's zoom out. We're seeing this rotation. Where's the money going? Is anything holding up?
It's a classic flight to safety. We're seeing relative strength in defensive sectors like utilities and staples. The analysis suggests traders are getting cautious. The money is flowing out of areas like financials and tech and into things that are considered safer.
So for our traders listening, what are the key levels they need to be watching on the major indices?
For the S&P 500, via the SPY, the big support level to watch is 664. If we break below that, you could see selling accelerate. On the upside, resistance is around 670. For the NASDAQ, or QQQ, keep an eye on 599 as support. A break there would be very bearish.
So the takeaway is, be careful?
Exercise extreme caution. The sentiment is very bearish, and volatility is spiking. This is not the time to be a hero and try to catch a falling knife in the tech sector.
So wait for the dust to settle after the 8:30 data?
Precisely. Let the market react to the PPI and retail sales numbers. See if those key support levels hold. The message today is clear. Tighten your stops, protect your capital, and don't fight the bearish momentum.
Excellent advice. A very risk-off Friday morning. We'll be watching that 8:30 data dump closely. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. It's going to be a volatile session.
That wraps it up for the Morning Dose. Trade smart, stay safe, and we'll see you next time.